is an ABV color presentation.
That's right. We're in glorious color, everybody. Good morning and welcome to hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk and later on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and Dawn McClain. Kenny is coming up at 7:30 with another look at your traffic. Thank you so much for being here. We were just talking about...
You've got mail.
Jeopardy and the fact that a host decision is imminent, according to Jeopardy insiders. Mm. Well, we just got an interesting email sent to us from Anonymous.
Oh.
We'll just call this person Gwendolyn.
All right.
Gwendolyn writes, "Hey guys, a friend of mine was on Jeopardy, and now he can be a part of a private Facebook group for Jeopardy contestants."
Ooh.
He says, he says that the contestants love Ken Jennings, but collectively have a deep dislike for Mayim Bialik.
What?
Wow.
Wow. A deep,
that's interesting.
Deep dislike. Is that just her friend or is that everyone? Because sometimes we think, well, everybody thinks this.
Well, no, I don't think it's just her friend. I don't know why she would email us. You know what I mean? I think she has no skin, you know, no horse in the race.
Yeah.
All I know is I want to see this private Facebook group. How great would, how fascinating would that be? So,
yeah,
give it up.
Probably the majority. I think maybe the majority of these past contestants.
I wonder what it is. Is it, yeah, what is it about her? Just like,
I don't know,
at the end of last hour here asking, you know, if she was any good or if it's some other things behind the scenes. Maybe because she's an actor.
Maybe.
Would that be?
But how could he not like Blossom, for heaven's sake?
Well, yeah.
It's Blossom.
She could be different behind the scenes.
She could be.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
A weed, not a blossom.
Oh. Very good. Dawn McClain's had her Wheaties this morning. Look at that. Yeah, you're right. She, I mean, yeah, there's probably something we don't know. And if these contestants, if more, you know, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And if a good number of them dislike her for a reason, I don't know.
Yeah.
But. Does that translate? And obviously it does. We had a small focus group, one person, but
and it just could be that it's their love of Ken Jennings is really what
that
it
could
is.
Be too. Could be really, slanting that.
Yeah, nothing to do with her other than that they just like him more.
Yeah, could be. This mom was recording her kid. I don't know how old this kid was, but little, but old enough to talk. And she was going through some boxes and she found some of her cassettes and listened to this little girl's reaction to her mom's cassettes and what the little girl calls the cassette tapes. Oh, listen to this.
Okay.
Cleaning out the basement. I've got some of my childhood boxes out here and my daughter says this. What did you just ask me?
It looks like some ancient history storyteller.
Ancient history. This is a cassette tape. So this is like how we used to listen to music and how we recorded music from the radio. This is how we saved Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious. You don't know what this is.
No. It looks like you shake it or something.
No, it probably has all my favorite songs from the radio.
You like pull it or something?
No, you have to put it in the cassette player.
So what do you put them in?
Oh, some ancient history thing.
Oh,
ancient
valid
history.
Questions. I wish you could see a reel to reel machine.
Oh gosh.
Oh wow.
Or a giant beta, like a Betamax. Oh.
Oh. Oh, and those floppy. Oh. I was going through old stuff. I've got floppy disks.
Oh,
I don't
do?
Know if I could get any of that info. Yeah, I do. I don't even know if I could get any of that info from. I also
what the
have
hell did you have on floppy disks?
Floppy disks, y'all. I had all my papers and stuff from college and high school on there. I worked hard on those. But I don't know if there's... I have nothing to open them with. And I also found all of the cassette tapes. That my husband made, like little, you know, sweet mixtapes.
That's fine. Let's focus on the floppies.
Yeah.
Go back to the floppies.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember the big ones too, with the hole inside and that little film? And then they got, there's the smaller ones. And then I remember even here, I still have mini discs.
Mini discs.
Sure. That we recorded some stuff from the show.
I would record my whole show on a mini disc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys not have,
No.
No, Lex,
I don't think you can get, I honestly think that you, no, it's too late.
I think you're, it's,
like print it's too it late, out Lex. Or something? Or
well, yeah. You can't print it out, Lex.
I should maybe.
Now you could take it to a video transfer place. They might be able to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they can extract things from it. But I think
you'll be judged. But yeah, I mean, they'll do it for you.
Right, and maybe that was just my memory thinking. I wrote a brilliant paper on the International Criminal Court. Lex. I need that now.
Yeah. We only have so much time left in our life. Uh-huh. Don't want to spend even 1 second on going back, reading an old high school paper.
Do you really want to, Lex?
Not really.
No, Lex, you don't want to do that.
Oh, man, this is like therapy. But I should just throw them away.
An old computer, a PC that I can't access. There's something wrong with it. And all of my grad school is on there.
Oh.
In this tower. I need that. Yeah. I want it. It's information that I'm still paying on. Right?
There has to be a little chip or something in there we can take out.
I think you can. I think you can take it to like Micro Center and they can mine the information.
That makes sense.
I need that. But I
know what to mine for.
What else is on that computer? That's what's stopping me.
Oh.
What else is on there?
Oh, darn.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh.
This is when I was 35.
Oh,
great. Well, my sexual revolution.
Oh. Well.
I think we should get to a transfer place right now.
Yeah. That's more interesting. Alexis's floppy disks.
Yeah. Or my boring papers on it. Yeah, no, you're far more interesting in that regard.
Maybe you got a virus.
Maybe. If you own a transfer business, will you please email us so we can get Alexis's and Dawn's porn. Dawn's,
every perv out there is like, yes, I own a transfer service. And then they're just going to go take it to a transfer service.
Yeah,
and say
we don't
theirs.
Care. Yeah. I just want the info.
Where the gold at?
Where the gold at?
I want the gold!
Hey, guys. Send us your cat videos, everybody.
I've got some on my old computer.
I bet you do. Cat porn. The cat video. The cat video festival will be back on Thursday, August 4th. Presented by Origin Pet Foods and David with First Equity. And yes, this is the gay remix of the Meow Mix song that you're hearing. I'm just going to tell you, your ears aren't deceiving you. The gays got a hold of it and we remixed it. Submit your videos now. That's right. And they could be part of the final reel. Tickets go on sale July 7th. And $1 from each ticket sold will go to our charity partner this year, the Animal Humane Society. Find out more info, keyword cat, at mytalk1071.com. I have a big fat movie review, Hulu's Fire Island, when we come back.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
You're just a whore. company or.
This has been the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
Whore, you company whore. Oh, Joan Collins. Welcome
so
back.
Old Jason. School sounding.
I know. Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour two, right here on My Talk and streaming worldwide in our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It's more visual than anything, but a little bit of fun breaking entertainment news.
Ooh.
For especially for like Collins' generation. Disney moments ago has released the first trailer for Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh,
streaming. Yes. That's right. Streaming September 30th on Disney Plus. Go to any of the Disney apps, or I'm sorry, any of the Disney social channels right now. Well, let's stop listening to our show, but and you will see it. Again, it's a lot of visuals. I would play it, but there's not a lot of audio.
And all the ladies are back, right?
All the ladies are back. Kathy DeJimmy, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
I love this too. Were you into it, Jason? I love
it just missed me, Dawn. I didn't. Okay. The only reason I went to it was because the kid that played JR's son was the main kid.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So maybe it's because my daughter, I don't know. I know what it is. It's witches.
Yeah.
It's witches.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I loved this movie too.
Yeah.
Well, you were almost the perfect age, Lex. It's a really good age for you.
When did the first one come out now?
93.
90. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfect age for you.
Yeah, I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of movies.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
Colin and I kind of escaped the festivities of Pride after the parade. We got some lunch and just hunkered down in our house. The old gray mare. Anyway, and we knocked out some viewing for the week, and we watched two movies. Searchlight Studios, a division of Fox, owned by Disney, they seem to have a deal with Hulu, which is great for us as viewers, because they're releasing movies that normally would go to like small movie houses directly to Hulu.
Yeah.
One of them we'll talk about next hour, which is Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. And the other movie in this deal right now is Fire Island. And this one is kind of a comedy drama about a group of friends, gay friends, queer friends. They go to Fire Island for the week, and they stay at their friend Margaret Cho's house, who's kind of like an auntie to them. And it's a romantic kind of comedy, a little drama too, but it follows their week at Fire Island.
Was I right? Did you love it?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Because you watched it, right, Lex?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I thought it was fun escape, and they really talked about some issues that I think are prevalent in the community, and it was just also fun.
Yes, I liked it until about the hour mark, and I thought
what happened there.
Well, no, I think it kind of lost its way, and it just, to me, and Colin felt the same way, and also, some of the things that happened are so, I don't know why writers, and I'm so glad that you disagree, but I don't know why, but coming as a gay guy, I don't know why writers can't wrap their head around creating a non cliched rom-com for gay guys. Hopefully Billy Eichner will do it with his upcoming one, Bros. But some of the situations, I kind of did roll my eyes. Like, they're in the grocery store, and the lead, Joel Kim Booster, who plays a character named Noah, he's kind of the lead. Yeah, he's bending down to try to damage these cans so he can get them cheaper. And then miraculously, a perfectly built stud is right there and bends down, and they, like, their eyes meet in the grocery store. And I'm just like, okay, really? I don't know. Some of the things were a little bit too contrived, so it took me out of the movie. Now,
I guess that's, I just expect that from rom-coms in general, absolutely. Gay or straight or
absolutely.
Whatever. Yeah.
I will tell you, the saving grace for me was Bo and Yang.
Yes.
I loved him. Capital L loved. I loved Howie. I loved that character. I think I can probably
based on Jane Bennett because this is Pride and Prejudice.
Well, I can identify with him because he's, you know, he feels he's kind of like the average one and doesn't really measure up in this perfectly sculpted gay world. Now, that topic, as Alexis said, that is something that they do talk about in the structure of a rom-com, mm-hmm. which I appreciated because it's a real thing. And I did like that.
And they had different body types and
absolutely.
Races and-
yep. I loved all of that. It lost me about an hour and 15 in. The last half hour, I felt it was just kind of listless to me. But I didn't hate it. I liked it. Small L liked it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Hulu made this, or I'm glad Searchlight did this. I'm glad that, you know, it was a rom-com featuring a queer cast and best friends. I love that. Seeing that on screen, gosh, I would have done anything to have seen that when I was, you know, a teenager, to have this type of rom-com. I only had, you know, My Best Friend's Wedding with one character. I wanted to like it more, and I thought I would. The first half hour or so, I was like, oh, this is funny. This is great. But then it just kind of lost me a little bit.
I love that they really highlighted friendship in the community and also your yes. chosen family.
Very much.
So that was, yeah, but I hear you.
Yeah. But the cast is great. I loved all of them.
Yes.
I'm now a big fan of Joel Kim Booster.
Didn't, yes.
You know, I wasn't familiar. And then Conrad Rickamora. Who from How to Get Away with Murder. I knew him from that show. He plays a guy named Will. Super rich. Nice guy, but you're not sure if he's nice.
I love his character.
Mm-hmm. I do too. So, yeah. More pluses than minuses. It just wasn't. I didn't capital L love Fire Island, and I wanted to.
Do you think Dawn will like it? Because I guess that both of you would like it.
Dawn will like it.
Okay.
Now Dawn will see the same
modern love.
Yeah, Dawn will see the same kind of screenplay problems. But if you can just let it wash over you,
have
you'll
a good time. Yeah.
Yes, have a good time.
Because
that is what it
that's
is.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just good characters, you know, sometimes can carry a movie.
And there are enough. There are more characters that carry than there are that take away from it. I will say that. It is. You can watch it on Hulu, everybody. Coming up next, a little game time.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Dawn. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis, hour two on My Talk 107.1 and later on our My Talk app. Download us. That sounded perverted, but download us whenever it's convenient for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Take us anywhere. Cheap date.
Very cheap. So cheap, actually.
You can get prizes on that app?
Mm-hmm.
You can announce another winner at 8?
Another one of App Madness.
Yeah.
It's madness, and it's App Madness. We're going to play an oldie but a goodie today. Here we go.
It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Please enjoy some lovely elevator music while I
order us a beef tartare.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some escargot.
I want some spinach dip and artichoke dip.
Okay. Thanks, how about a blooming onion?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds so good right now. Woo.
Here we go. Please play at home.
Would you rather
get a huge tattoo of your partner's name across your chest? Or get a tiny tattoo of their face on both of your arms?
Oh, I like that. Because I know my daughter could turn it into a flower later. Very easily, yes, like if something didn't work out. No offense, MC.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She does this all the time.
Yeah.
It's correcting, like,
stuff.
You know, she corrects tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
She makes them into other things.
I'm going to do tiny face.
Yeah.
Tiny face on
tiny
both my arms.
Face.
I like the tiny face idea, but my husband, his name is Angel, but it's spelled Angel.
Yeah.
So it could just be Angel.
Mm-hmm. I love it when people send us emails and they write out on hill A-N-H-I-L.
Yes, or O-N-H-I-L-L.
Till on hill. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're doing name,
I think I'm going to do Angel. Yeah.
Okay. Cross. Yeah, that makes sense.
Would you rather
be tied to a bed and forgotten?
No.
Or marked with an excessive hickey that your boss will see?
I mean,
oh,
I'll just tell her it's a curling iron burn.
Oh, yeah.
That one. I don't want to be trapped to a bed just because that.
Oh, claustrophobic.
That's scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Deep hickey time.
Yeah. Let's go.
What do you want, Jason?
It's kind of fun.
You want to.
I'll be tied to a bed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Left?
Yeah.
Ooh, what if you can't escape?
It doesn't matter. I'm alone.
Who's going to find you?
That's the most important part. You just want to be alone. Oh, you're restrained. Great.
Let's see here.
You can find alone time in other ways. Jeez.
I know. But out of these, no.
Out of those two, yeah. Okay.
Hickey's just, I got to tell you,
yeah.
Just like graffiti, I have a visceral reaction to hickeys. There was a guy at the gym a couple weeks ago that he looked like he was attacked.
Oh,
and I couldn't stop staring at him, and Hot Trainer had to snap out of it. He's like, Jason, you're being very obvious right now.
Oh,
I'm like, oh,
my
sorry.
Gosh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, it was just so like huge.
One big,
you know,
one, or
people are
of
barely wearing clothes at the gym anyway, so you could see it. It was like you had a tank top on, and it's like it's basic. I'm not kidding. It was about that big. So it was
3 inches.
Yeah,
diameter
like that. I'm showing the ladies in the camera. Yeah.
All right.
Well, size of a like silver dollar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
Would you rather
bump your head while having shower sex?
Oof.
Or fall off the bed while having morning sex?
Yep, off the bed, morning sex.
Yeah, off the bed.
Unless there's a bench in that shower or there's room to navigate, it can be very uncomfortable in a small little stall.
And I don't dig, I've revealed this before, Jason does not enjoy the shower nookie.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy that.
It's a dry wet. You know what I mean by that? Is that too crude to say?
No.
Like, water is actually dry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Dry.
And I'm in there to clean thyself. You are just bothering me. Just let me, I have things to do in here. I gotta washa. Get out.
Yeah, a lot of times it just in your mind it sounds sexy, and then in reality it's like, oh man, I just knocked over this shampoo.
There's fun mm-hmm. things that you can do without sex. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like make a boob lagoon.
Yeah. Oh right. Okay.
Which would all be right. When you press up against Jason's face, Alexis.
Yeah.
Press up against Angel, hold him, and then the water comes down and makes a lagoon in your boobs, and then you let it go.
Oh,
it's like a big splash. That's a boob lagoon. That's something I've created.
Wow. Put a little shampoo in there. It's a little bubbly.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to do that.
A better.
So fun.
I better, Lex, I better hook up those cameras in my showers. When the dawn's out. Yeah. So I can see her boob lagoon.
Does MC ever go over there?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, Dawn doesn't let him come over.
He doesn't.
That's why she likes coming over. Yeah, here we go.
Would you rather
live without the internet or live without AC and heating? Oh, God, this is horrible. This is a really tough choice.
Oh, man.
I would like to say that I could live without internet. But in reality, no. Is that true?
Well, this is so hard. This is one of the hardest
thank you.
Ones.
This is the hardest one.
I can't sleep if it's too hot.
Right.
Thank
and
you.
And those, right. And those cold winters.
Lots of blankets. That'll help. But then there's nothing you can do about being too hot. I don't know.
Ooh, I'm going to live without internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Dawn?
I'm going to go for the just adjust my body to the no heat. Even though I was really against it. No heater or cooler.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to do without the internet. I am
okay,
a whiny,
totally
I'm a whiny temperature control, a temperature sensitive baby.
Yeah.
Alexis will just give us all of our information. Oh, no, she's doing
no,
it.
No, Alexis is me.
I'm the one with internet. Yeah, you'll just be the one with internet.
You're going to have to give us the internet, yeah. The information.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be calling me up going, Don, can you find out how
Google
much?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. We'll just, we'll have puzzles and board games.
Yeah.
We'll have a whole basket of
make
yarn.
Make your own Wordle.
Yeah, we'll make our own Wordles.
I'll have to go back to looking at the Sears catalog.
Sears.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, our good friend Liz will join us next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Every day. It tells us when we listen to the message that it sings. Let us lift our voices. We can make the choices. We will make the most of all the best that freedom brings. Sizzler is the one who brings us choices. Reaching out across the USA. Each and every day. Get a little freedom.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
And shockingly, there's another 3 minutes and 42 seconds left of that commercial for Sizzler. That's right.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's the choice of America. We have choices here. And
we do?
All across, yeah, we well, not
we
anymore. No, we did, but that's right. We used to when Sizzler was around.
Okay.
And that's right, yes. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107. Touche on that one, Dawn. Right here on My Talk and streaming around the clock and around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jason with Lex and Dawn. It's time to talk to Liz.
Well, Liz, I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
Well, I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Liz. Well, hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz, who joins us on the phone. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Hi.
How are you this summer day?
Well, I'm feeling cool weather-wise, but I'm very angry otherwise.
Yes, of course you are.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
Gee, I
can't imagine. Huh.
I can't imagine what you are talking about, Liz. Well, I have
take a guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Gasoline prices? No, I'm just joking.
Well, I only
yeah.
have one thing to say.
Yeah.
Our Constitution was based on the separation between church and state, and I'll go no further.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm right there with you on that one. Believe me, considering I will probably be the next target. So,
probably. That's the problem right there.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how's the play? hope you enjoyed our time in our theater. Anyway.
I have a question for you, Liz.
Yeah.
We've been talking about like summer vacations and you know how, well, it just like the prices going up and flying places. What would your dream vacation be?
Oh.
I would love to take a tour of Europe and go to and see all the beautiful cathedrals and houses in England and France and Germany. I love architecture.
Oh, yes.
That sounds great.
I've mentioned it, Liz. I've mentioned it to you before. I know it's not Europe, and I think I have. One of my favorite things, and I used to live there, but I was a tourist in my former hometown. Every time we try to, when we go return to Chicago, Liz, we take the architectural tour down the Chicago River, and it is so fantastic.
I know. We talked about it once before, and I've never done that. I wish I had.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so good. I mean, and again, I've done it two or three times, and every time a new tour guide tells you something different about that building or the merchandise mart or Al Capone has a secret elevator in that building. And,
I used to live about three blocks from the building that the Valentine's Day massacre took place in.
that's on the tour.
You live in Chicago. Oh my gosh.
Liz, how long did you, what time period did you live in Chicago?
In Chicago in 60 to 63.
Ooh.
What a great time. What was Chicago like back then, Liz?
Well, it was really kind of a fun place to be because the civil rights movement was getting really good, and you know, like I told you once before, I had a chance to meet Martin Luther King.
Yes.
And I was working on the south side of Chicago in an integrated church.
Yeah.
And so we had both black and white people in the church, and I was working with a community of black people, and I had so much fun with those guys. You have no idea what it was. Well, it was a blessing to work with those kids.
And I
used to go to the Lincoln Park Zoo all the time. I love that zoo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good zoo. It's a great zoo.
I've never been. I want to go.
Oh, Lex, it's a good zoo.
Is there something fun about it?
It's just the placement. It's just the property, Lex. It's the, you know, and I haven't been there in a while, so I can't really speak to the collection of animals, but it's just quintessential Chicago, right, Liz?
Sure,
I mean, the Lincoln Parks, it's very Chicago. Well, and for youngins that are listening, Liz, they're probably, you know, they're listening to you going, well, what's the big idea about black people and white people being in the same church? It was a big deal in 60s, 61s, I mean, hell, into the 70s.
Was.
Yeah.
It definitely was. The civil rights movement was just beginning then, and I was right smack in the middle of it.
Wow, in Chicago. That's just such a great, rich history that you have in so many ways. You really do. You've had so many experiences.
It's kind of interesting because so many people around now had no idea what was going on then, and they just take so much for granted. All the new laws and everything that were passed, because I was before and after some of these things, you know,
and
I knew what it was like
for
before.
Yeah.
Well, some of the same conversations that we're having even today
are recycling
and really exhausting, can't it?
It is, yeah. And it makes me feel really sad, you know, because I thought we were over that.
That we were beyond it. Yeah, that's one of the things, too. Well, and, you know, as far as Chicago is concerned, you know, people rightfully always think of New York as the melting pot. But Chicago is such a bowl of so many great cultures. You have a strong, vibrant Polish community, and you have the Czechs. I mean, it's right, Liz. People don't talk about that a lot with Chicago.
I know, but there's, you'd have Polish neighborhoods and Czech neighborhoods and Swedish neighborhoods and, you know, all these different neighborhoods, you know, where people would be living. And I mean, and Puerto Rican neighborhoods and people from Haiti and all over creation. I mean, it was, if you didn't learn to be broad-minded living there, you had a problem.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's a good way
absolutely.
To put it.
Absolutely. Yes. You learned so much just to isolate. Yeah, because when you isolate yourself just with who you know, you don't learn anything.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an yeah, education without travel.
I learned
travel.
A lot about people, how, you know, they think we're all so different, but we're very much alike in a lot of things. You know, it isn't, we all think and feel and worry about all the same things, no matter who we are.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, great visit today. Have a good yes. week, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, you all have a very good week, and don't stay angry either.
Oh, we won't.
Love you,
okay.
Liz.
Bye-bye.
We're gonna focus our
action.
Anger
to action.
Thank you, Lex. Thank
yes.
you.
There's hope.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
We gotta find Obi-Wan. There's yeah. no hope for this next segment, though, because it's Second Chance Romance.
We're going to find love.
No, we won't.
No,
plus, another winner will be announced in our App Madness Extravaganza. Who will be coming to our exclusive 20th anniversary party at Lush? You're going to find out when we come back.